When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello, before we start quizzing with this week's guest, we have something very exciting for you. It's a giveaway. We have a huge snack box from Mr. Filbert's filled with delicious things and a big fat quiz book so you can hold your own quiz night. All you have to do is check out our Instagram page for the details at quizchatrepeat. It's running from the 29th of March to the 9th of April, so get in there quickly to win at Quiz Chat Repeat. On with the quiz. This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is Quiz of Your Life. This week's guest, taking on questions about himself, is James Bugg from the Football Book Club. James, how are you today?
I am great. How are you? You okay?
I'm all right, James. I'm all right. We've learned so many things about each other this week, mainly that you love five-a-side football, which I really respect.
Thank you.
You like an escape room, which I think is questionable. You also love to watch an animal rescue video and going to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Yeah, do feel free to explain the escape room, love.
I think, first of all, that you pretty much have nailed my entire personality in four things there, which is pretty good. In terms of escape, I just like a bit of a riddle. I like a bit of a puzzle. I know I haven't necessarily lived up to that with some of my answers in the quizzes so far, but I do, in general, like to put my brain to work.
You need to go on Crystal Maze, don't you?
That would be my show. Yeah.
That would totally be it. Okay, it's Thursday, which means 12 questions very loosely based on your life. Let's quiz, James.
Let's do it.
Question number one, if you could be any creature, you'd like to be a tiger. So which country is home to the largest number of wild tigers in the world?
Okay, so they're only in Asia, I think, tigers. You get like Siberian tigers in Russia, but I'm pretty sure, I hope India is the country with the most tigers?
Absolutely correct, James. Most of the world's tigers live in India with a population between 2,600 and 3,300.
Ah,
it's good.
Nice.
It still sounds like there's a few of them. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, though, there's like, where I'm from, there's like 125,000 people in Chelmsford. So that's like one tiger.
Tiger per Chelmsford dwelling person.
60? One in 60?
One in 60.
That's not enough.
I don't think anyone in Chelmsford wants a pet tiger.
You'd be surprised.
Question
number
two.
There's a lot of things in Chelmsford market.
I love Chelmsford. We'll talk about that later.
Please.
Question number two. You wanted to be a paleontologist when you were younger. Can you tell me which fictional dinosaur of the 50s was dubbed King of the Monsters?
Oh, fictional dinosaur. Mm-hmm. Now that, okay, I'm guessing King of the Monsters refers to a Japanese dinosaur called Godzilla. I think it was Japanese, right?
I never knew it was Japanese, but the correct answer is absolutely Godzilla. First screen appearance of Godzilla was so far back, 1954.
Imagine if I've just got that totally wrong.
Yeah, and they're like, when did Godzilla become Japanese? It very much originates from Japanese films. You're beyond right. Absolutely
great.
On the money.
Do I get an extra point?
No, let's not be ridiculous.
Okay. No,
question number three. The soundtrack to your life would be the White Stripes album Elephant. The single I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself is a cover. Do you know who sang the original, James Bugg?
Yes, I think I do. Because I remember my mum I remember playing the cover and my mum fuming about it when I played it in the car because she liked the original so much. And she was just like, ah, what's this blaring guitar going on? And I'm pretty sure it's Dusty Springfield.
Your mum had good taste. Absolutely correct. Dusty yes. Springfield. Question number four. One of your most treasured possessions is a signed Spurs shirt from the 99 League Cup winning team.
Yeah, we haven't got much to celebrate. So that's the last thing. one of the last two things we've won.
Well, which Premier League team currently has the most League Cup titles with 8?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. So I know Man City have won it a lot the last few years. They've won it about 4 times, but would they have won it the most in total? It's definitely not Tottenham. Could be Chelsea.
Oh, if only, right?
Yeah, if only. But no, we don't. It's not for us. Not for us. Winning's not for us.
Winning's not for us.
That's not really what it's about for Tottenham. I don't know. I generally am not too sure about this. I don't want to say City. I don't think it is City. I think probably is Chelsea.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Liverpool.
Oh, okay.
With 8 titles. Man City are right under them with 7.
Ah, okay. So. Yeah, thinking about it, actually, it probably wouldn't be Chelsea.
Go on, Liverpool.
Oh, it wasn't. I was wrong.
Yeah, it wasn't Chelsea at all. Question number 5, James. Someone at the BBC once said that you look like a young, in his prime, Tony Blair. And sadly, it stuck of it. In what year did Tony Blair become leader of the Labour Party? It was quite a year.
Oh, leader of the Labour Party. I know he became Prime Minister in 97. It'd be 95 or 96, I'm assuming. Unless he became it straight after the election in 92. Oh, gosh, I don't know. I was like 4 or 5 years old. 95. I hope my politics, philosophy and economics degree doesn't come up later.
Oh, dear.
That's gonna be embarrassing.
I'd like you to get this right then.
Yeah. 95?
Oh, the correct answer is 1994.
Ugh.
The year Tony Blair became the leader of the Labour Party and changed the world forever, kind of.
Thank you, Tony.
Question number 6. You went to the same school as Joe Thomas, who plays Simon in The Inbetweeners. Love that guy.
Yeah.
So can you tell me, what's the name of the school in The Inbetweeners, the fictitious school?
Oh my gosh, I don't think I've ever known that. I've watched The Inbetweeners, I'm sure I've watched every, it's on every night on E4
it is,
for about 6 hours. So I generally don't think I know what the school is called in there. So there's no point in me even guessing.
Okay, we can pass.
You can be out.
The correct answer is Rudge Park Comprehensive. And I would just like to know from my own personal life, what's the name of the school that you and Simon went to? Joe.
Yeah, I went along with it as well. It's called King Edward VI Grammar School.
So nice, nice.
A kegs, one of those King Edward ones. There's loads of them around the country.
I love that, a kegs. All right, question number 7. Your first job was helping run the family's pitch and putt business. Wow.
Yep, that's me.
That is so fun. I love pitch and putt. So pitch and putt is the business, the world you come from, your childhood. But what bird is used to describe a golf score of 3 under par?
Okay, so it's a birdie is 1 under, 2 under is an eagle, and a 3 under is a bigger bird, the albatross.
Absolutely correct. I would have never known that, but I didn't grow up in a pitch and putt business, you know what I mean? Question number 8. You once had an audition for the musical Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Wow. Yep. But complete this final lyric for me, James, from the title song's chorus.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, our fine blank, blank friend.
Oh, no. I was hoping friend would be the bit.
No one ever knows what they say.
I don't know.
Well, let's sing it together. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang,
bang, bang,
our fine bum, 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 friend.
I was going to say something about feathers, but it's not feathers. There's no feathers on that car.
I can tell you 4 is correct.
I did think it was 4 something. 4.
What's going to be on this car?
Wheels. Cars have got wheels. 4. It can't be 4-wheeled friend. 4. Fendered?
Yeah,
fendered.
Exactly. Correct.
Is that right?
There we go. 4 fendered is the correct answer. Question number 9 for James Berg on his quiz of his life. One day you'd love to go to Korea, but can you tell me, James, what 4 letters make up the official name of North Korea?
Is it DRPK?
Oh.
that the wrong order? DPRK.
There you go. DPRK. Absolutely correct.
Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Is that right?
It's not something. It's absolutely correct. That's exactly what it is. Correct answer. DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Nicely played, James.
Thank you very much.
Last few questions in the quiz of your life. Question number 10. Film-wise, you're a big fan of anything Judd Apatow has created. Not anything. Not anything.
There's quite a lot of rubbish. There's also quite a lot of really good stuff.
So for one point, can you name any film that he's written, produced, and directed?
Okay. Yes. So I'm pretty sure he did that for Knocked Up.
He's so clever. He did. Yeah, that's so well written, I have to say.
Yeah, I liked Knocked Up. Then he also did it for... Do I have to name more?
Yeah, no, you don't. That's your one point.
I think also 40-Year-Old Virgin This Is 40.
He did. Which, This Is 40.
And Funny People.
And yes, Funny People. And then, of course, The King of Staten Island. Can I just say, Funny People is extraordinary. It's weird. You think it's a certain film, then it turns into a completely different film. It's actually quite dark.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I think I saw it at the cinema years ago. And I've got it on DVD, but, you know, who plays DVDs
these days? Oh, my goodness. Well,
so
what are you going to play that on?
I'm going to struggle. But it's quite dark and quite sad and long. I remember it being very long.
Yes, it's very long. Yeah. All right, question number 11. The first gig you ever went to was The Darkness in 2003. Was that at Chelmsford Stadium?
No, there's sadly no stadiums in Chelmsford. Oh. Where was it? It was at Wembley Arena.
Oh, right. Big time. Yeah. I forget. They were quite big.
Yeah.
So for 2 points, can you name the two Hawkins brothers that play in the band?
Oh, Justin's definitely one. Mm. Justin Hawkins is the main chap.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I haven't thought about this so long. Is it Dan?
It is Dan. He was fit. He was the fitter one, actually.
Yeah, he was pretty handsome.
He was really handsome.
That isn't why I went to go see them age 12, I don't think.
You weren't there for Dan.
Yeah.
Dan's cheekbones.
Yeah.
All right, the correct answer is Justin, lead vocals and lead guitar. Dan, rhythm guitar. Question number 12, your final question in the quiz of your life, James.
Oh, no.
You once received a poster for the Godfather film from your university friends who thought it was your favourite film, even though you'd never seen it.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
Bad friends, right?
Yeah, it's like you don't even know me.
Yeah, very embarrassing.
Can you name all three actors who were Oscar nominated for Best Supporting Actor for 3 points from the Godfather film that we've discussed? Have you seen it yet?
I have seen it since. So I think Marlon Brando must have won Best Actor. Oh, he was
correct. He did win Best Actor.
He did. Then, so I can't remember if Al Pacino was up for Best Supporting or Best Actor with him, but I think three actors for Best Supporting Actor. Robert Duvall.
Oh, well done. The one that's toughest to get. Absolutely. Robert Duvall nominated for playing Tom Hagen.
Yeah, he's like the accountant or something, isn't he? Was Al Pacino up for Best Supporting Actor then as well?
Absolutely. Al Pacino for playing, of course, Michael Corleone.
Yep. And James Caan.
Correct,
yes.
James. Nice.
Come on,
Sonny Corleone. He dies, doesn't he?
He does. He kind of gets shot like one of those little booths. Yeah, the little crossing booth.
Yeah. Oh God, it's horrible.
It's very bloody.
It's really bloody. And can I just ask, Robert Duvall, is he the Horsehead? Does he have to deal with
you
the
forget
horsehead?
This isn't my favourite film. I can't remember who has the horse head in the bed.
I just always feel for that person because it's just so dark.
Yeah, you would imagine waking up to that. Nightmare.
Okay, your score after that round, James, is 12 points. Very good. Out of 15.
Okay, that's good. I'll take that.
Really good. We'll talk James through his points after this break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't.
I actually love interaction with people.
I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Points today, giving you 39 points for the week. Very well done. James, I'd love to talk about the Football Book Club. You tell me.
So it's a book club, but instead of reading, you know, good books, we read footballers' autobiographies. So every week, me and some fellow comedy writers, we read another footballer's book, whether it's books that people don't really necessarily know about, like Yurtsey Dudek's A Big Pole in Our Goal, There's Only One Neil Redfern, Darren Huckabee's Huck's The Life and Times of Darren Huckabee. All these kind of books, there's hundreds and hundreds of them. And every week we read another one and have a chat about it, have a nice laugh along with it and play some games, and that's the show.
I'll be there. I love
Please,
that.
Please, come on.
I love that. Thank you so much, James. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow, but here's your last connector question. For everyone at home, the connection between this week's clues will be in tomorrow's episode. Here it is, the clue for today, an epic poem written by Homer about the hero's journey home from the Trojan War. An epic poem written by Homer about the hero's journey home from the Trojan War. Join us tomorrow for James's request round, Footballers' Autobiographies. Courses.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.